courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios at Sista Park High School today, talking with members and coach of the Sista Park Christ Lutheran volleyball squad here. The Timberwolves making the nice run here in the postseason, and of course a very successful one-loss regular season. Have Coach Josh Landon, Josie Newcomb, and Macy Sin with us today. We'll start with you, Coach. Congratulations on the fine season, and of course a belated congratulations on the run last year. It's pretty exciting whenever you have a team nucleus that can come back and do it all again. And right now it seems like everybody's got Timberwolf fever. What's that been like?
Yeah, it's been very exciting. You know, it's one of those, you look at what was going to be returning from last year's third place finish. So on paper, everything looked very exciting coming back. And the girls have put in a lot of hard work on the off season. Once we got rolling again in August, they were just chomping at the bit, ready to go. I'm always willing to do the extra in practice. Attitudes, energy has all been on the positive side of things. So it's a tribute to them for a lot of our success.
Well, and you've had a front row seat to these girls getting to this point, and it's not just volleyball they're good at. I mean, this was a contingent here that's had success in other sports, and just a really special group of girls that their athleticism translates across the board here. What's that been like?
It's fantastic to see everything kind of go hand in hand. You know, the volleyball success leads right into the basketball season, and the last couple years, it is literally leading right into the next day. They've had open gyms on Sunday and started their season on Monday for the tip-off tournament. So it's one of the things that they put in a lot of work in basketball the month of June in preparation for the potential success that we have been fortunate to have. So it's just nice seeing everything continue to build off of each other. And when you're in a small school, it's just awesome that these kids are able to be involved in as many activities and sports that they're able to do.
Speaking of somebody that's involved, we talked with Macy here during the FFA interview, which you can find on our Farm Forward page. And Macy, you talked a little bit during that about making that balance here. What's that been like? You're a senior now, so at this point in time, connecting all those dots got to be probably a little easier for you than maybe when you first started. You're juggling a lot, but right now, first and foremost, you're focusing on volleyball and doing what you can to help your team and your teammates to get this victory. What's that like inside the nucleus there?
So it's definitely kind of hard to juggle out, but mostly for us, communication is really good. So like if there's like an FFA contest that we want to go to, we need to talk to our coach and our advisor about it to see what we'd have to do to make up that practice, or like what time we'd be back to see if we would make practice on time or game-wise. And then we'd just have to go what's best. Like for convention, we had regionals on one of the days, so we weren't going to miss that. And we were going to be able to go Friday night, but after regionals, practices and whatever, but nobody ended up going because we all wanted to focus more on volleyball and we had other stuff come up that we couldn't make it. But it's definitely not the easiest thing to do.
Well, and through all this, not only did you have convention, which of course you had to set aside, you had the regionals, you've got your FFA auction coming up that you're prepping for. I understand that you and a couple of the other players stayed back and helped out with that. And through that process, you can verbalize and kind of try to work your way out verbally through what you want to do on the volleyball court while you're doing some of those things. But it just doesn't substitute for what you're able to do whenever you get into the gym.
Yeah, I think like as we've gone, it's definitely been easier to balance, especially because we're like used to it now. And both of our coaches and advisors are very understanding about everything.
And having been through it last year, you know that with that process, is there that sense of, okay, we've been through it, so maybe a little bit of that excitement's worn off and we can kind of get down to business and just play our game, do our thing?
Yeah, I think since last year we've gone through it, it's definitely helped a lot this year. But the timelines with a lot of stuff has changed since last year, so it's been harder. I mean, we still work through it and get through it, so it's pretty good, I would say.
We'll switch over to Josie here and find out kind of what that looks like from her frame here, because you get everybody on the same page there, but everybody views what they need to do a little differently here. What's that been like for you and all the things that you have on your plate?
I would say communication is definitely a key factor in a small school like ours. I mean, we have every person, whether it's basketball, volleyball, FFA, all chipping in to our community, really. We love to give back to our community, and I'd say it's one of the things we love about our school is as we give back to our community, they come in to support us. Whether it's in auction, regionals, sectionals, we have a big traveling squad. So I think our community actually really helps us kind of differentiate what we need to prioritize.
Well, and let's talk about that, because I think the sense of community here is something that's rather unique, particularly within our region here, because not only you have Sista Park as a community as itself, you have a lot of the feeder communities, and you have the Christ Lutheran component to it. You have some of the other schools that you guys co-op with, like Milford with football, that I'm sure that they have a little bit of a front row seat need of kind of seeing how this is. Plus, you have the area as large. Once you get into this point of the season, you're representing the region. You're representing East Central Illinois. So there's a lot of folks that get on board with where you're going as a team. It's also sort of like that with, as you mentioned, the FFA with basketball, some of these other components where there's a lot of folks that know about Sista Park, love this community. Maybe they're doing that from afar, but you guys really feel that sense of community whenever you get outside your own community too, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, in the locker room before we played at Watsika, we were all joking. It's basically a home game. I mean, you walked out onto the court and it's just amazing to see all of our community in the stands, whether, like you said, from Milford, Watsika, Cessna. I think we have a lot of strong components that are really pushing us forward, and definitely each other as we look at each other for support.
So tying it back up here with Coach Landon, there's a lot of different approaches that a coach can take. You're not underdogs, I don't think. I think you can always use that as a motivation tool to get players pumped up, be kind of the Sista Park versus the world type of mentality. What have you found has been the kind of the one binding factor here, or the one motivation that has been the most successful in keeping everybody focused on where the end goal is here?
The big thing that we've really stressed this year is to go be the best version of ourselves. You know, there's going to be some outside pressure. There's the discussion of what their goal is and what they hope that it would be, you know, after their success that they had as sophomores, getting third place last year, et cetera. So the biggest thing that we've really stressed, though, is go out and be the best that you can be on that particular day. We've stressed that every play is important, and no matter what, you know, like these girls have said, we have the support from their teammates, from their classmates, the community. That's the biggest thing, is if we're putting our best out there, a lot of good things are going to continue to happen.
I appreciate you spending time with us. You got a busy week and a half here ahead of you. All the best to you, and thanks for spending time with us.
All right, absolutely. Thanks for all the coverage.
Macy, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Josie, go get them.
Thank you so much.
That is Coach Josh Landon, Macy Sin, and Josie Newcomb with the Sista Park Volleyball Squad.